It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Going to be here twice this week. I know Joe can't contain himself.
Right?
With excitement, but glad that they could have us. We got some PFL fighters, the Professional Fighters League, that's going to be in our city on Thursday in Municipal Auditorium. They're going to be coming by today. Joe has agreed to stand in between them.
I have. We're going to do a weigh-in, and I can't wait for it. No, yeah. You know, it's funny how massive popular this league is.
Oh, yeah.
And they're here Thursday night at Municipal, and so they got a million followers on social media. I mean, it's a big deal. People love this stuff.
Yes, they do. So they'll be here at 9:30. We'll talk to Brett Kern at 10. Titans will be in mandatory minicamp starting tomorrow. And this will be the last time that all of them are on the field until training camp opens in late July. So
here we go, buddy.
Get 3 days and then a six-week break of the abyss, and then football season is truly here.
Was that negotiated in the CBA back in 11,
Probably.
The fact that they get 6 weeks off?
Probably.
Which is fine. I mean, that's
yeah, I mean, they deserve a vacation season, you know. But I'll never forget, and Jeff Fisher said, and by the way, Coach Fisher is going to be with us when we're here on Thursday for an hour, so we'll be hanging out with him. We can ask him about this. I remember Floyd saying the 6 weeks between the end of OTAs and minicamp to the start of training camp was the longest 6 weeks of his life. That
right.
Sally would literally have to get him out of the country to get him to calm down because he was just waiting for a phone call of something's gone on. You know, something's
and
happened.
Usually it did.
And usually it did. So but we'll get Brett's thoughts on all of that. It was a big weekend. You know, we have the top stories of the Vols have been eliminated by Arkansas. I think Arkansas might be the best team in Omaha. And so they knocked the Vols out yesterday. But, Dr. Crane, the big story is Ed the Zebra.
Indeed.
Has been found.
Good for him. Good for Ed. He's able to kind of go back to his owner, enjoy some palatial yardage for the most part, acreage. I think, you know, going on this wonderful journey of his through Rutherford County and a few other places, good for him. But, you know, it's time to go back home. It's time to find where home is, where you make it.
The look on that zebra's face when they have him picked up.
It's amazing. It's one of the best pictures ever. So many memes. I had a meme on you today about that.
Yes,
I mean,
did.
Off Ed the Zebra. And so, safe and sound. It captivated everyone. I mean, it's yesterday when they found out that when I was following Nick Barris, when he posted that the zebra had been caught or captured or whatever. I mean, people love this story. Just took it to another level. And so,
well, it's like we talked about when Nick called into the show. That it's a feel good. It's got a happy ending now.
Yeah.
It's a feel good story,
right.
And gets us away from all the BS that we have to talk
Every
about and
it.
Hear about on a daily basis. Of, you know, this political figure hates this political figure. You know, there's a breakup. You know, there's just
well,
all
it
this.
Brought us all together.
Yeah.
So whether you're on what side of the aisle you're on, it, we were all like, oh, Ed, man, Ed, you got to make this and get it done. So. It was something, but seeing all the things that go in with the infrared and the helicopter crew and the snipers on the ground. It's like they're going after Bin Laden again. Goodness.
By the way, I haven't brought this up to you yet, but just because I love stirring the pot,
uh-oh.
I wanted to do a question of the day, the worst celebrity breakups, to see how many people would say Trump and Elon.
Oh, that would be right. That's all the ruse, brother.
Oh, yeah, something like that. But
I saw earlier somebody said the CMA Fest is over.
It is.
So they should all – somebody said CMA Fest is over. Everybody leaves town at 11. Fumigators arrive at noon.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Hello.
I was here Friday and last night. And
look at you.
It's a crowd, man.
You are like – you're like – Brat pack, man. You're just getting it done. You're around town, making appearances.
Well, I mean, you and Billy Dean did that set together.
he's a good man. By the way, I got the – so now Bonnaroo's here.
Yeah.
So I've already got the weather forecast for Bonnaroo.
Hot.
3 days, no showers.
Dude.
Talk about – a certain smell. You loud.
I'm going to be honest with you. And listen, No, if you love going to Bonnaroo, then good on you.
Yep.
You couldn't pay me. You could not pay me to go.
I could if you stayed in the VIP campground, which is behind the
sure.
main stage.
If I have an RV that's air conditioned
all right.
with a shower, a lock, and a pistol to keep people out.
All right.
I would consider it, but like camping and being around, I mean, I hate big crowds anyway.
Right.
So like being around, like last night, I'm leaving downtown trying to, I parked here at the Omni. So I pull out, I almost get in a head on collision because this idiot with his brights on, who's probably drunk, is in the turn lane across Broadway and just zips across and comes into, I'm in the turn lane and basically comes into me.
Oh, okay.
And almost hit me head on and almost ran over a pedestrian in the process. Like, was just being a complete idiot.
Cops get him?
No, I don't think so. They may have later. And then people not understanding how a crosswalk works. I mean, people just will dare you.
What do you expect?
I know, but it's just like, look, I'm in a moving vehicle.
Yeah.
If you walk in front of me.
Right. It's Nashville.
Right.
Nobody knows how to drive. Nobody knows how to do anything here.
No, it's just.
It's none of that. Tonight, you know, Dallas of Pike, they opened the new, on and off ramp. It's the butterfly exit where there's no left turns. There's no red lights.
Oh, yeah.
TDOT put a map out. Hey, this is going to happen Monday night. I'm telling you, it's going to be absolute chaos tonight.
Yeah, one person was people, really concerned with your
yeah,
thoughts on
yeah, very that. Concerned. I'll deal with that idiot later. And I'm thinking, oh, it's easy. I'm like, it's Nashville. It's us. We can't figure out a roundabout. You think we're going to figure out an 8-lane butterfly exit, where the hell that is? No. It's going to be chaos tonight. And I'm all here for it.
Yeah,
all that
I was about to say.
That goes on with all that stuff. But I'm glad you made it safely home.
By the way, Connor says, heard the zebra was at Calhoun's by the river.
Up in Knoxville. It made the rounds. It went everywhere. Poor guy. A zebra. I mean, we thought it was all fake last week. Thought it was AI. And the zebra's running down 24. I'm like, this is AI. They've really gotten good at AI now. And then it's not. It's like, this is a real thing. So glad he's saving himself. Dr. Crane, how was St. Louis?
It was wonderful. I mean, I got to hang out with a lot of my cousins that I haven't seen in roughly a year, and maybe actually 3 years now that I think about it. I thought it was a year. But
so our guy, Sonny Gray, pitched a hell of a game Friday night.
An absolute gem. He really
and then
did.
Saturday, did you see a walk-off?
I did. They put Nolan Arenado in at the bottom of the lineup, at the bottom of the ninth, and they brought in the left fielder to play that 6.5 role there in between third base and shortstop. Arenado just blooped one into left field. It was beautiful.
Who just let out a big sigh?
Connor.
Connor, chill. It's okay.
Connor.
What are you telling me to chill for?
Because I'm your boss. Because I'm your boss, that's why.
What, Dr. Krant, did Nani have a good time at the game?
She had a wonderful time. I mean, that was a second.
Wait, Nani went to the game?
She did, yeah. My mom and awesome. Dad, my grandmother, and myself. So it was a blast. We sat on third base side right behind the Dodgers dugout, which was an easier ticket to get than the, you know, first base side because it was cheaper. But
right.
Besides that, it was a blast. I got to hang out over at the Hill. Got to go to Missouri Bakery, Volpe's. Got to go to Di Gregorio's. There are a bunch of just little Italian markets. It's like an Italian neighborhood. So I couldn't have been any happier. It was kind of a good reset for myself and got to spend some quality time with people I enjoy. So
who, that pitcher, is that all of y'all in the beer sleeve or was that another family? I couldn't tell.
That might have been another family.
Okay. I mean,
we were around the 6th, 7th inning. That's when we took some pictures, but that was about it.
Dr. Crane, if you could check your text message and work on that, please. We've got a little issue here.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. It sounds like it was a good weekend by everybody.
It does.
Yeah. CMAs was definitely fun.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here in this
okay.
world.
You don't
it's somebody behind me and yeah. checking around at the beautiful Omni Natural Hotel.
Yes, we are. We'll step away a little bit early and come back and, you know, do some fun things.
Okay.
Here on the show. Chase and Big Joe, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, The Game, on this Monday, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. He is Joe Dubin. I am Chase McCabe. We hope you are having a great day.
Harold, how are you, everybody?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Nobody does, man.
Anywho.
Let me tell you, 41 years ago today, the world was saved by four men in New York City. 41 years ago today. And I don't think we owe them enough thanks and gratitude.
What would that be?
The Ghostbusters.
Oh, you're right.
1984.
Saved
that
the world.
That's true. Such a fantastic
Vinkman,
movie.
I don't remember any of the names.
Ray, Egon.
Yeah, keep going.
Vinkman and, what's his last? What's
Ernie
his
Hudson?
Name? Ernie Hudson, yep. I can never remember his name.
Ray, Egon.
Do, Ray, me, Egon.
Got one.
That's still, we used to use that and get in trouble for it.
God, they hated it. The consultant hated it. The program director hated it, and we loved it. You get so happy. We never got phone calls, and we'd get one. We're like, we got one. And you'd play that sounder. It was beautiful.
Stop playing that, though.
That was great, man.
Winston.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Annie Potts.
Annie Potts.
Of course was in it. Is Janie. Rick Moranis.
What's the bad guy? He's a bad guy in Die Hard. He's a bad guy in Real Genius. He's the bad guy in Ghostbusters. I forget his name.
William Atherton?
Yeah, that's it.
Walter Peck?
Walter Peck, yes.
Yeah.
Shut these machines down.
Yeah, there's a few people that kind of make little appearances that you would know in that movie. Oh, so good. I love that movie. And they've done all the – I mean, Ghostbusters 2 was fine.
Yeah.
But then they've done some of the reboots and it's
not
like,
good. The female cast was brutally bad.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown was in Ghostbusters 2. He was a valet. Had that song.
He sure was, yeah.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Call the Ghostbusters and they're in control.
Yep. The Ghostbusters are back. But I just love the, like, the first one, like, the first time, like, Ray Parker Jr.'s song hits and they come blasting out of the fire station with the siren on.
Beautiful.
And people are like, who the hell are these guys?
Like, we came, we saw, we kicked its ass. My favorite line.
Don't cross the street.
Yeah. It's okay. The table broke the fall. Such a great line from Bill Murray. The whole thing, man. And that's why, you know, the mean ghost is supposed to be John Belushi. It's an homage to John Belushi, the one in the hallway that's eating all the hot dogs.
Slimer?
Yeah, that comes after them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's supposed to be an homage to Belushi, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's very cool.
Was he supposed to be in it?
I don't know, because it was 3 years after his death. Well, they probably filmed it 2 years after his death. So who knows? Maybe not. One of those things. You know, that's a great argument is like, how would Belushi's career have figured out? How would Farley, you know, what would he have done? I mean, because that would eventually ran out at some point in time. Then he becomes like, you know, the old neighbor next door, Farley, and then.
Like, if Candy, Belushi, and Farley had all lived.
It's a great question.
Like who? Well, I mean, the thing is, would they, because they kind of were each other, so to speak. So, like, if Belushi had lived, would there have been a John Candy? Would there have been a Chris Farley?
On and on. It's
butterfly effect.
It is. It was, you know, in Candy with, you know, being, he was basically Farley Belushi of Canada. He was before Farley, though. It would have been great to see those. I mean, it's just tragic, all those that have done that. But, because, you know, Farley had done Beverly Hills Ninja, which was an awful movie. And then he did the Lewis and Clark movie with Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
And that was brutal. It was terrible. So who knows what would have happened on that. Maybe he'd had a comeback like Brandon Fraser did with, well, I guess it was The Whale, that movie. So who knows, man.
Yeah, man. It's kind of fun to think about. But if you've never seen Ghostbusters, you should definitely do that.
You should.
We got one!
Yes!
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Oh, shoot that thing.
So what's new?
I don't know, man. It's just Walter Cronkite. Another day of 1025 and off the air. Today, to get nothing accomplished.
Yeah.
Let's do best impressions.
All right. Man. I'm not going to do it.
Who is that?
There's a man on Memphis. Memphis. Got to go down there, man. Get some. All
right. So we get obsessed with, you know, OTAs and minicamp. I would assume we're going to see Jeffrey Simmons now. He's going to grace us with his presence.
Is he?
I mean, it's mandatory minicamp, so I would think he would be there.
Got to be there. You get fined.
Yeah. So he'll probably speak and be like, why weren't you at OTAs? Oh, man, you know, just been working out.
It's like, why weren't you at OTAs?
If he said that, if Kaharski was like, why weren't you at OTAs? Why weren't you at OTAs? Well, I was. Why weren't you working out?
Somebody's listening. Johnny, thank you. You're the best. We were unfortunately robbed of seeing John Candy playing a movie grandpa a few times by now. Yes. Yeah. We were. His daughter's got a wonderful – it's a Facebook or Instagram page with a lot of dedication to John Candy about – she's like – it's. She wrote a story about he was just my dad.
Yeah.
Right? So she doesn't understand all the love and adoration for him. It's like he was just my dad. He was always there. He was perfect. So it's a really good story that his daughter wrote. Thanks, Johnny.
What's your favorite John Candy movie?
Uncle Buck's really good, but Planes, Trains, Automobiles is good because – everything involved in that. But I love Candy and Stripes. John Candy and Stripes to me was just fantastic.
He, you know, he was in like Home Alone, like movies that I grew up watching. Mm-hmm. So he was like in Home Alone. What was the movie with Blank Check? I think he was a limo driver in Blank Check. Is that right? I think I'm pretty sure he was.
He was in Brewster's Millions. With Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of those. He was the one is Cool Runnings.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Jamaican bobsled. Yeah. I mean, that is, I'm telling you, that is a vastly underrated movie. It's cute and the Jamaicans, but there's a great story involved in that as well. And it's really, really good.
Yeah. It's a great movie. 615-737-1025.
How's it going over there, bud?
Things good? You know, we're good. We're making it.
Making it. So, you know, he owned the Toronto Argonauts.
All right, Ricky's arguing with me. Did he?
Yeah, John Candy did. So we had, when you were out, I had Chris Gaines on, the All-American Metro linebacker who played for Toronto, won the Grey Cup with them in 91. Talked about Candy as an owner. It was Gretzky, Candy, and I think it was Bruce McNall who owned the LA Kings.
Oh, we forgot Spaceballs. He was great with Spaceballs. Yeah.
They just talked about how great of an owner he was. Like, what do you need? What can I get for you? What's going on? What do you need? I stayed out of the way, but was concerned about family and people. Like, what a good owner would do. And that's what he was.
What am I thinking of that he was in?
A limo driver?
Yeah, or maybe it was a different. I don't know. Maybe I got him confused.
Oh, he was also the security guard in Vacation. Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
Oh, yeah. Moose out front, she told you.
Yes, that's such a great small role that's iconic.
Joe Rex wrote his way in.
Okay.
He says, Adam Sandler has made more dog bleat movies than anyone in history. It doesn't matter. He's still hilarious and gets work, and the same would have happened for Farley. Also, Belushi really wasn't the same kind of comedian as the other two.
Because Belushi was smarter and was... Yeah. Belushi in the movie Neighbors was good. What's the other movie he played? Continental Divide was a really good movie. And it wasn't Belushi he wasn't crazy.
Right. Like, he wasn't just Animal House.
No.
Or
no,
Blues Brothers. And actually, Blues Brothers, he was pretty smart.
What a great movie. I mean, what a great
the
movie.
The band.
Blues Brothers is.
I have a sign that was, I need to find it and put it back in my kitchen, but it's both of them. It says, we're on a mission from God.
I mean, it's great. But, no, to your point, Rex Road, but Sandler was endearing in a different type of way of Farley. We laughed at Farley. I think we laugh with Sandler.
Yeah.
I think there's a big difference in all that. But I'm telling you, his last two movies, the Lewis and Clark movie and Beverly Hills Ninja, were terrible. Not even funny. We're terrible. Sandler's movies have been funny.
Yeah.
Except for the one where he was the devil. What was that?
Little Nicky.
Terrible.
See, I like that movie.
If you look at that movie, I think there's a story. That movie cost the studio more jobs than any other movie ever because that movie made no money. It cost so much to make. It made no money. So many, like hundreds of people lost their job because of that movie.
Rexor said John Candy was in Blues Brothers. Orange yep. whips for everyone. That's right.
He was. Yep. Man, he was also in JFK. Remember, yeah. he was sweating
yeah.
to Kevin Costner. He's yeah. like, I don't know what you're trying to, but Tree, you're trying to buck up there. And he's sweating, and he's at that New Orleans cafe. It was really good.
So good. Coming up next, we've been telling you about a cool event coming to our city. It'll be here Thursday, the Professional Fighters League. The two gentlemen that'll be in the main event, they are here with us. We had this about a month ago, so we'll see how it goes before they square off coming up on Thursday. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Monday. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. And coming up Thursday at Municipal Auditorium, it's the PFL World Tournament 2025. Jackson versus Gene is the main event. Jason Jackson and Thad Gene are here with us. They were here a few weeks ago as they get ready to square off in the welterweight semifinal in the PFL. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being here and coming back. And I know you're looking forward to Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for having us. It's going to be a great time Thursday night. It is the main event, and we're going to make sure it's the main event.
Are you two, is this really the first time you two have spoken since you were on with us last?
I mean, kind of, though. Yeah. Kind of like that day. Day yeah. really was the last time we yeah. spoke. Yeah.
And I mean,
I believe so.
It's just now, it's all, I guess the last few weeks have just been about training, studying, and getting ready for Thursday night.
Yeah.
Is absolutely. That, all the talk is
pull over. Pull that microphone up where we can hear yeah. you. There you go.
There it is.
All the talk is over. It's just now time for
time
action.
To work.
Do each of you, and Jason, I'll start with you, have like kind of a routine you go through the week of a fight that pretty much never changes, or is it different from fight to fight?
Well, not much have changed other than, you know, a little more I get more confidence, you know,
yeah.
the more I go. And that's from experience. And I just try to stay close to my family and, you know, focus on the mission.
What about you, Thad?
I don't know if I call it – I guess it's just my everyday life. But I do feel like I get – I think I've gotten into this because I do feel like I get closer to God.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like I get closer to God when I get closer to a fight, and then my confidence also grows, and it's like, okay, I can't do no wrong. I can't do no wrong right now. You know?
With your training, I'll start with you. How they say hay in the barn? I mean, are you good? I mean, do you need like tomorrow? Do you got to run 4 miles? Are you where you need to be for Thursday?
Yeah. I think right now, I don't know for Jason as well, but I feel like right now it's just little touch-ups, like just going over things, but mainly just feeling good enough to get the weight off and then being 100% again when we get back to the fight on Thursday. So I feel like during the last week, you're not really doing anything, probably just like let's do a little go over, let's do a little quick sweat, and then after that we go into just sweating the last couple of pounds off for the weigh-ins on Wednesday and then the fight night on Thursday.
What about you?
Man, it sounds basically like his old camp. This week of fight, we focus on cutting weight. Me, I'm just maintaining, and the weight come off naturally and normally. Just to get my workout, basically.
Yeah. So you approach the next 3 days like you would a month ago. Just focus.
Yeah. Make sure I have all my meal, 3 meals a day, and keep up my training resume. I don't have to worry about no weight cut like that, because if you do all the right things, then the weight will come off.
You guys are surprisingly calm with a battle 3 days ahead. Is that good? I mean, I'd be a nervous wreck, but you guys are very calm.
I guess you can put it to the saying, the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
You know, calm before the storm. It's gonna be a good one. So I'm chilling. I know what's gonna happen. I'm chilling. I know what's going to happen on Thursday night. He knows it. He's just denying it, but it's okay. I mean, not. It's all right, but it's gonna be.
I'm not denying what I'm gonna do to you. You don't hear me say one thing about what I'm going to do to you.
I didn't
say of course I know
either.
What I'm going to do to you. Why would I deny it?
We'll see. Anyways, like I said, it's a calm before the storm. We know what we did. We know our preparations. We know that a couple of days, it's time to go put that work into action.
You're not calm. I see you every single time. You walk off. You all standoffish by yourself. You're not calm. I can see your energy.
I like to avoid situations.
Yeah, we know.
I'm a professional guy.
Yeah.
I just don't know what my combatant opponent is gonna want to do. Are you gonna try to do something if I make eye contact with you? Like you're like a little stray dog. When you make eye contact with him, is he gonna get all riled up and roughed up, and I'm gonna have to do something to put him down? Or is he going to be professional? So I just avoid.
We know you're not going to do nothing, put nobody down.
Jason. Mr. Jackson. We'll see. You have not faced nobody like me. I'm telling you right now. You have not faced nobody like me. It doesn't matter how many fights you've had, how many people you had in the past. You have not faced no one like Thad Gene. And I'm telling you right now.
What you have to bring to the table?
Your loss.
Huh?
Your loss.
I'm asking a question. What you have to bring to the table?
Your loss.
What do you have to bring to the table at this point? Answer the question. Stop going around it, man.
Me being there, I'll become a star.
You said I haven't faced no one like you.
I'm the superstar coming up.
Okay, that's what you have to bring to the table?
Yeah.
You're a superstar.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening.
You're going to see.
Yeah, see what? That. What I'm going to see? You're going to feel
me. Me over you.
You're going to
me over the top
me.
Of you.
You're going to feel me and realize that, hey, I'm none of your opponent that you have fought. I've been at your fights. I seen your fight against Chris Brown.
You see it?
Of course. You're trash.
You went against someone like
Chris
Brown
before?
You're trash.
You were trash.
You went against someone like Chris
Brown before? You start wrestling when he was going your way. You get tired, buddy.
When was that?
You get tired, buddy.
What round?
What you talking about? The whole round. That the first crazy. Half.
You come we get tired.
You get tired. Come
you're
on,
you're
man.
Talking about the last I minute of the third
you.
Round.
No, you start wrestling, buddy. You start wrestling. Why are you looking back at Jensen?
I was trying to wonder what fight you watched.
He can't save you. Why are you
what
looking back at
what fight did
him?
You watch?
I was there at the Hard Rock, buddy.
Brother,
and I saw
I watched
you
when, your last
I saw
fight.
When you fought Eric.
Andre
Ale
didn't
Quinta.
Want to fight you, and you tried to take him down.
Eric. I saw you when you fought Eric. Ale Quinta. I was there.
Were you talking about my fifth pro fight?
I was there.
Oh, then you're going to lose.
Come on,
come
man.
On, Papa.
Makes sense.
Listen.
Don't call me Papa.
I'm going to beat you.
You sound,
you're a father.
You sound,
I'm going to call you Papa.
Like, you sound like one of them other guys. You sound like one of them other guys calling me Papa.
What does that mean?
Other guy with the A.
I'm sorry. I'm slow.
Oh, okay. You slow. The other guy with the A. So remove the U out of the guy and put A there and see what you get.
How much does speed factor in to this? Like, who need, like, do you feel like you have to be faster than he is?
I am faster than he is. I don't have to be. I know I'm faster than he is. I'm faster. I'm stronger. More explosive. I have better technique than he does. I'm smarter than he is. And he's going to see. He's going to see. I promise you're going to see. You're going to see, and then you're going to be like, ah, damn. Maybe this guy isn't all talk. I'm not. There's no talk. It's just confidently telling you what's going to happen. If anything, I'm prophetic.
I don't think it's all talk. I think you're insecure. That's why you're doing so much talking.
That's crazy. I don't know what you're reading and what you're reading into, but that's not it, brother. I'm telling you right now.
I'm reading your face and your demeanor.
Yeah, go take more classes on reading.
Right.
I don't want you to. Yeah. I don't want you to read into this incorrectly because that's not it at all, brother. This is talk from. I'm trying to get it through to you, so I don't feel bad about beating you. You know what I mean? I'm not. I'm
now, why
not
would you feel bad about
not at all?
That's
not
a
all,
part
not,
of. I mean,
not
that's not a part even. Of it.
He's just, this guy just, don't know what he's saying.
He's not
going to
feel bad about
he's
beating
just talking.
You.
He just thought that's all he's doing.
I'm a nice guy. If you look at the fight against Ali Omar when I'm over the top pounding him. There's a point where he does his face and it looks like he's getting ready to cry. And that made me feel bad while I'm in the middle of punching him. You know, it made me feel bad.
I know that
feeling.
But
I still kept going. It doesn't mean that my emotions are. I know what I have to do at the end of the day.
Who that is?
You kept talking about my past opponents.
Who that is?
You
said Mario who? Mario who?
Ali Omar.
Who that is? Nobody knows who that guy.
But
nobody
you just,
knows
you've
that
been
guy.
Pointing out my past
who
opponents
that?
The whole,
who is
whole
that?
Time.
Who is
I'm
that?
Doing it too.
Nobody know that. Stop talking about people nobody know that done nothing to MMA.
Brother, you're a champion from a glorified regional scene,
from
Bellator.
What? From where?
They do nothing when they go into the big leagues.
I fought guys in the UFC. Doesn't UFC former champion.
Who?
Ben Anderson. Paul Daly. You want me to keep going names?
You UFC weathered veteran. Again. Now you're weathered.
You saying you hit harder?
You UFC veterans?
You hit harder than Paul Daly?
I hit harder than everybody you've gone against.
Shut
I'm
up.
Telling you, you're going to feel it. Don't worry about it. You're going to feel it.
You just talking out your mouth.
I'm excited for this now.
And
Thursday.
More precise. I hit harder and much more precise.
Jason, let me ask you. Do you ever – I'm big in positive visualization, like seeing the outcome in my mind before it happens. Do you do that? Do you see yourself beating him?
Absolutely. Every night before I go to bed, I see me beating this man.
Is he on a dartboard or something? Like you got
– No, I know. Like I said, I could visualize myself beating this man. And – to him, he's just talking about standing over me. It's only one way he could see himself beating me, and by swinging wild punches. But I could see me finishing him on the ground, knocking him out, or get my dominant victory. Hmm. So
you and I know
some different way.
Do you visualize?
He cannot visualize that because he don't have that skill set. He does not have that skill set.
I've been telling you, it's prophetic.
He's just been talking.
It's only visualizations.
You've just been talking, but your record don't show that.
I'm 9-0.
9-0 fighting who?
I'm beating you. Next, 10-0.
Who
you understand? I'm still undefeated.
Who you have been fighting?
I'm undefeated.
You have losses.
And you're not defeating me.
You have losses.
Where?
You fought against
where?
Amateurs.
Amateurs.
And I have
you more, have losses.
I have more finish
where?
Than your whole record.
Pro.
I have more finish than your
whole
record.
It doesn't matter.
So you're going to
It doesn't
be
matter
on
what
sure.
you have.
I have more
it doesn't
finish
matter.
Than your record.
You're going to help me grow my record. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah,
you're
going to
help me grow my record. This is what you are. This is what you are. You're a stepping stone for me. And I'm going to step over you. No, I'm going to step on you.
Okay.
And then step over you.
Tell yourself
you understand
that.
No, I'm telling you that.
Right.
I'm going to beat you, and I'm going to beat you bad. You think you're underestimating my game because I only have 9 fights, and that's your downfall. I'm telling you right now, you have nothing for me. You have nothing at all. You're slow.
Somebody
you're weak.
Please stop this guy.
You don't have nothing
Somebody
for me.
Somebody please stop this guy. He's getting ahead of himself.
Well, all right, so Chase, reset. Who's our guest? What's going on here?
We have Jason Jackson, who is fighting Thad Jean in the PFL on Thursday night at Municipal Auditorium. You can still get your tickets for that as they will fight in the welterweight semifinal. And we've had these guys on before. You can certainly hear the talk here as they get ready to go. So weigh-ins are Wednesday. And then that's kind of like when that's done, you're just – the next thing you got to worry about is you two locking up Thursday night.
Personally, hydrate, fuel, recover, just – Well, not really recover, just replenish. Replenish the body, replenish the muscles, and just meditate and pray.
Not to give away a game plan.
Meditate and pray.
What about him do you have to stop? And you don't have to tell us, but if you want to, like, what about him do you have to stop? It's got to be something.
That's a hard question.
Mouth.
That's a hard question. That's a hard question because he can't stop me.
No, it's not a hard question.
You cannot stop me. You cannot stop me within yourself, you want to say. You have never faced nobody like me, bro.
Yes, I have.
So you can continue on running your mouth. Da, 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 da. You already processed everything you was going to say this morning before you come here. You sit in the mirror and you just go over your lines and your bars.
So what about you with him?
It flows.
What I have to do?
Yeah, what about him do you have to stop?
Put him on his back feet. And stop all them looping punches that he liked to throw and Ooh. Wing in.
Looping
Definite
punches.
Looping punches you like to throw. I already see you already working elbows because you know I'm going to be on top of you. Trust me. Yeah.
I've been working elbows since I started.
Yeah. We know who your striking coach is, bro.
Who is he?
Yeah, we know. I don't have to call no name. We know who your strength and conditioning coach is, too.
Yeah.
We know. So you're going to get tired, buddy.
Who are they?
You're going to get tired. That's all you need to know. Mm. You're going to get tired. Mm-hmm. you can't find the answer, huh?
Is
you cannot
that...
find the answer. That's where you're doing that. You like to talk, but right there you couldn't find the answer.
Yeah,
keep thinking. I know you're a thinker.
No, I'm a flower.
You're a thinker. You're going to overthink everything.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Telling you right now.
Tell me. That's all you've been doing is talking and telling me. All
right.
Jason, is a part of the strategy, and especially as someone that is a veteran that has done this for a while, is a part of the strategy, you keep saying that he's going to get tired. Is kind of allowing that to happen, allowing a younger guy maybe wear himself
absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely. Look at him. He's top heavy. He is top heavy. That's why he's here cutting weight and doing all this stuff. That's what his main function right now. It's to cut weight. He's top heavy. He's not saying that. He got a whole bunch of muscle that's somebody going to put to work. Nobody haven't put that to work yet that he fought against. And he haven't fought no one that's as athletic as I am. And have the heart and the determination. And this man keep overlooking that. I'm telling you. You staring me down like you trying to stare a hole through me. Why? Because you all the way up on that table? You would not do that right now if I'm right in front of your face.
You wouldn't do nothing.
You wouldn't do nothing. You wouldn't do nothing.
You wouldn't do a nothing. Damn
you
thing.
You wouldn't do nothing. I will get right in your face and I'll put
you wouldn't do a damn thing.
Right now.
You wouldn't do a damn thing.
Shut up.
Well, I'll
you're
teach
just
you
that
now.
Far right now.
I'll teach you now.
You would not do nothing
I'll
right
now. I'll put you a lesson right now.
Right now.
Little punk, you can't do
right
that to me. I'm telling
right
you right now.
Right now.
Go just ahead.
Stay out of
right
this
now. Right now. I'll put you down.
I promise you won't.
You know it. You know it.
Don't worry about it.
I'm telling you.
Gentlemen,
yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
Gonna, I'm a,
you steering the old through me. You would not do nothing like yeah. that. You ain't going to do nothing.
Listen, brother. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Come Thursday night.
Come Thursday night. I'm here. For Thursday night, we're talking about come Thursday night.
I'm
here
professional.
For Thursday night.
Come Thursday night.
Oh, now
night.
You're professional. Just a while ago, you on
brother,
Thursday night.
Brother, what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
We can do it right now.
Let's go.
Come on.
Come on.
Let's not do it right now. Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. let's not mess up the Omni here.
Chase, out of this. Oh, my God. What's happening here? Go to break. Go to break.
All right.
No, go to break. Dr. Crane, get ready. Dr. Crane.
It's coming up Thursday night, Municipal Auditorium.
Dr. Crane.
We look forward to it. Jason Jackson versus Thad Jean in the main event. Chasing Big Joe live from the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, it's not. Dr. Crane, go to break.
102.5, 106.3. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Kitchen notes, Dr. Crane is at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Hey, be sure to tune in tonight. Totally Hits, 93.3. The Nashville Cats are on the road, taking on the Billings Outlaws. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Coverage also available on the 93.3 app and TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Nice. That was a good time there.
Appreciate Jason and Thad for joining us. And again, the PFL coming to Municipal Auditorium Thursday night will be fun. And you can hear the chirping.
You can. Real quick, got an email from Vanderbilt University Athletics about DVD. Will probably have more on this because they're a lot smarter than we are. Friday, the U.S. District Court for Northern District California granted final approval of the House versus NCAA settlement, launching a new era for college athletics. This ruling creates a foundation for greater stability, fairness, and opportunity for student athletes and affirms that we at Vanderbilt have long believed transformation when grounded in mission and values creates opportunity. Now, blah, 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 blah. Key pillars, Chase, of the new model include revenue sharing. Beginning with this academic year, SEC, ACC, Big 12, and Big 10 institutions may share up to 22% of defined athletics revenue with student athletes. That's estimated to be up to $20 million per school.
So that means the school can pay the player directly.
$20 million, yes, sir. Scholarship limits are removed. Universities now have more flexibility to offer educational opportunities to a broader range of student athletes across sports. Removing scholarship limits gives schools the flexibility to better support student athletes in their education while supporting the long-term success of broad-based sports programs. Does that mean now that Alabama can have 300 guys on scholarship? I don't know. I don't know what this means.
So it's one of those things where I feel like it's a positive for the athlete.
Yeah.
And something that they should have. I feel like this is not a good thing for a mid-major.
I totally agree.
Like,
but if I'm a mid-major, I've got more motivation and fuel to kick the Power Five's or Power Four's ass.
Sure.
So
sure.
If I'm MTSU and I'm playing Wisconsin and I got a chance to show the world that I'm as good as you are, you damn better believe I'm going to give it
all. I totally agree with you, and I love that sentiment. But the problem is if I'm a five-star athlete or a four-star athlete and I know that, you know, I mean, the motivation to – even though, you know, we've said, like, hey, you could go to an MTSU or whatever and play, whereas, you know, the Alabamas, the big boys, are going to get as many of the – they're going to just stockpile. I mean, this is where you truly have to figure out if you love the game or not. Because if you love the game, you'll go to MTSU and you'll play.
And you'll, if you're going to pay me – $40,000 a month and middle's paying me nothing, I'm going to go where I'm getting, I mean, no offense.
That's what I'm saying. If I know, like, if I'm going to get paid $40,000 and not play, then okay. If I actually want to play,
yep.
then you'll take the NIL money and
yeah. Now what's going to happen is what happened Ima Ama Leva Ava whatever who moved to UCLA. Pay me more. I'm not playing this weekend unless you pay me more money.
Yeah.
But it's the Alabama game. I want more money. So now you got this problem of people's holding out for more money. It's going to happen. It's just the way it goes. This is a bad, bad thing. I'm sorry. And all the schools are all like, we're embracing this and we love that. Okay. I mean, now it's a whole different dynamic. I mean, John Gruden had a great podcast with the commissioner of the American Athletic. Like, where does this end? Where does it go? His thing was, and I disagree with Gruden about this, like, guys can leave and go here. But you know what? So can coaches. How many coaches have left programs after 1 year and gone? They can do it. So I don't mind players being able to do that. The problem is now paying. I mean, what's your motivation now? What is your motivation?
That's my point. I mean, you're going to have to find that out. It's an interesting ruling. I mean, it's a big ruling.
It is.
For college athletics, and it's going to certainly change that. Coming up next, the Titans will open a mandatory minicamp tomorrow. We'll talk to Brett Kern, former Titans punter, get his thoughts on that. By the way, we are aware we are having some on-air technical issues. If you're listening on the app, then you're good to go, or 106.3. But our primary signal is currently having some issues, and our engineers are on it. But you can tell your friends, listen on the app or thegamenashville.com. Hour number two coming up next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.